Lost Discs Radio.
All the music will sound like this. All the music will sound like this. All the music will sound like this.
Swinging on the planet, a Lost Discs Radio Show.
Surely, it would seem easier to transmit and receive messages by speaking.
Nobody ever thought it would be that good. I didn't. Nobody else did.
I did.
Nobody ever thought it would be that, that good. That was more good than any other kind of good. I mean, if you could say, well, it's going to be as good as this concert, as good as that, but it was better than any fucking ever concerts, man.
Yeah, in London.
It was the best. Yeah. Nobody's ever fucking got up yet. No one's ever got up and danced and dug it. No one's ever done anything there, and they did it, man. They fucking got up and grooved. And then they listened. That's what's dynamite. You know, you could tell when they're really being selfish and they just want to dance. But they weren't, man. I said, I'm going to do a soft song and everybody shut up. That was too much, man.
Yeah.
That's really too fucking much.
They respect work here.
God. God, I'm so happy. Woohoo!
I think I'll call my mother.
Gentlemen, tonight on the Lost Discs Radio Show, a lot of Bo Diddley action going around for the 50th anniversary of Bo Diddley laying down his first recordings back in 1955, man. You know, because if you can't do the math, I'll tell it to you like it is, 50 years later. Jim E. Knight here with you. Dr. Doc Brown is there with you.
Uh-huh.
On March 4th of 2005, and before that, of course, it was Janis Joplin. And before that, it was the Sicknicks with What'd You Say, Mr. K? A little Khrushchev press conference there from the Sicknicks off the Amy Records label.
That was reminiscent of the Soul Bowl.
Sure.
You know, it was that same sort of
Hudson and Landry thing. Yeah.
Right. It was an interview session.
Yeah, a little novelty action. And because before that, it was Bo Diddley doing a song called Mr. Khrushchev, which was a topical thing from back in the day. I don't have to tell you, you know, Bo Diddley is a communist.
Yeah. Did Bo Diddley invent the Bo Diddley beat?
Nah, come on. That's an African thing, man. It's a West African beat.
Soul Bowl?
He brought it over. He brought it over with him in his jeans, man. In his back pocket, in his jeans, where he keeps his harmonica. So anyway, tonight, now here's the thing. I got to put this out real quick before it gets too late, in case a guy wants to email in. Last week on the show, some guy emailed into the program who was listening down in New York City. Okay, now he gets it on the shortwave, I think, because he's got a big sort of dipole antenna rigged up to his shortwave set. And he was catching us off probably the 7.415 megahertz transmitter from WBCQ. But the thing is, he asked for a lot of things. Now, Doc, this is the same guy that when he emailed last week, he asked for that record by...
The Fugs?
No, he asked for the Fugs. But we ended up playing his other request when he asked for Arthur Lee...
The Love song.
Love, the group called Love there, that little red, My Little Black Book song. We played that for this guy in New York City last week. One of his other requests in that email was by a group called the Quicksilver Messenger Service.
I remember that.
A lot of people have heard of that group. But the thing is, he was looking for a song by them called Mona. Well, come to find out, it's a cover of a Bo Diddley song. Now, if that guy is listening, he should email us tonight because I'm going to play the Bo Diddley version and the Quicksilver Messenger version.
Oh, it's one of those what back do we call those? We have a name for those.
It's an instant replay.
An instant replay.
But I'm not going to play. I'm not going to play if he doesn't email in. We're going to keep it on deck. Oh. See, and then next week we'll ask again if he's listening, and I'm just going to keep it on deck until for further notice until this guy in New York City emails back in. Okay. In the meantime, we've gotten an email in from Memphis, Tennessee tonight, and this is a guy named Mark. Mark says, "Bo knows football." I mean, not that guy, not that Bo.
But Bo can't rap, so Bo don't know jack.
And then he says, "Does Bo know Elvis?" And he says, think about it, ladies and gentlemen. Elvis, rearranged as an anagram, spells...
Silver.
Lives. Silver, yeah. Okay, that's it. That's it, I give up. We're moving on tonight. Now, this guy from New York City does not email in looking for his song Mona by the Quicksilver Messenger Service, then that means we're going to come up with like 5 minutes of airtime to fill, Doc, and that's going to be exciting for you and me to I don't know what we're going to do, but we'll do something, and that's always exciting.
I'll think of something. I can always talk about my flaming hoop.
Okay, so that, yes, we can always get you some ointment for your...
for your hot ass?
I thought you weren't going to use that kind of language over the air, Doc.
I don't know. Janis Joplin did.
You'll have to email it tonight at lost@wbcq.us. Once again, if that guy from New York City is listening on the shortwave tonight with his antenna rig, it is lost@wbcq.us. And if he don't email it, we ain't going to play it. In the meantime, we're going to...
That's not a promise. That's a threat.
That's a threat, man. You can take it to the bank, man. Stick it to the man, man. Tonight on the show, we're going to move it on with a little more Bo Diddley action from a British group. Hey, a British girl group, man. Yeah, man, it's the Liverbirds. Tonight exclusively on the Lost Discs radio show.
Dilly 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 dil Diddley's a lover. Yeah, Bo Diddley's a gunslinger. Bo Diddley rides again. Yeah, he sure rides again. Come on now. Yeah.
Bad at harmony, you know. I can't harmonize very well.
Lost this radio. 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 Lost this radio.
Oh, that's nice. That's very nice. You're a very hostile little girl, aren't you?
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight on the Lost Discs Radio Show. Well, digging that Bo Diddley action tonight, but apparently this guy in New York City, who was looking for that song last week by the Quicksilver Messenger Service, well, apparently he's not listening tonight, because we've gotten several emails in just in the past few minutes, and they ain't none of them from that guy. That guy was looking for that song Mona, which is actually a Bo Diddley song, but he was looking for it by that late 60s, early 70s Quicksilver group. I guess it ain't going to happen, man. So I'm going to keep that on deck.
We'll keep it on deck. We can find it again.
We'll keep it on deck, and we're going to ask from now on every week, if that guy's listening, next time he emails in, we'll play it back to back.
And if you're listening and you know him, tell him to email us. Or write us a postcard.
Yeah, call him up. You gotta give him the postcard box address there.
Yeah, that's Lost Discs Radio, P.O. Box 157. Is that right?
P.O. Box 157.
P.O. Box 157. North Haven, Connecticut, 06473.
Yeah, you know that's in the USA, folks. All right.
Oh, yeah, the USA.
P.O. Box 157, and that's in North Haven, Connecticut. 06473. Write that down. Send us something in the P.O. box, because the only guy that ever sends stuff to the P.O. box is this guy, Dennis Rock, who lives in upstate Connecticut. And hell, he might as well just walk down and, you know, slide it under our door, for God's sake. He lives close enough. We want to hear from you people in the P.O. box or right now on the email.
Maybe we should set up a hotline.
Give it to him once again.
Like a 1-800 number.
Give it to him once again on the email, quick. And then
The email would be lost at US.
Okay, would you come on?
lost guys at USBCQ?
Lost at WBCQ.us.
Just go to flaminghoop.com Google search.
Got to spell the word lost with an L.
Yeah.
With an O. With an
lost at BCQ.com.
Lost at WBCQ.us. Speaking of people that emailed in, check it out, Doc. Wait a minute. I think we just blew out the whole server for that. Let's do that again. Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
All right, here he goes. This guy just emailed in, man. Oh, yeah, watch it. Oh, man, you know what? Since that guy didn't email in to hear his record there from New York City, we could just play that all night. We'll just play that over and over again for like the last 10 minutes of the show.
Play what?
That. I don't know, that thing there, you know.
What thing?
So he emails in from Maryland. He says, you know what he says down there? It's the 5105 kilohertz frequency out of WBCQ that is the way to go if you're in Northern Maryland tonight. And he's digging it, man. He's digging it off the thing there. And also, this other guy, now I gotta read this over the air for you, Doc. That guy, John, in Walpole, Massachusetts, has emailed back in with a response to your story that you gave.
About Texaco.
About the time you were in Walpole and that Texaco station where you saw what's-his-ass?
Roger Clemens.
Who was his ass?
Roger Clemens.
And your friend came out in front of him and whipped it out?
Normie.
You're right. Storm and Norman stormed in. Well, this guy, John, emails back in and he says, hey, Doc, that's a cool story. But you should know that that Texaco station is gone now, torn down.
What?
Because they built a Big Y supermarket on that corner.
Near where the liquor store was?
That's right, man. He says he saw both. Now, get a load of this. Speaking of Bo Diddley is a lover, he says...
I like Big Y, though. Big Y's got some good... I like the Big Y.
He says that he saw Bo Diddley a couple of years ago at Harper's Ferry Rock Club in Boston. And he says, man, that old guy, he still has it. He was wowing some of the ladies up front, some of the young ladies up front. And before he left the stage, he invited one of those ladies in particular back to his dressing room, which, of course, she gladly accepted. And after his last song, he waved her up onto the stage and they walked off together with the band. Well, who knows what happened after that? That's coming to you on the email tonight from John in Walpole, Massachusetts, here live on March 4th of 2004. No, check that. It's March 4th of 2005, Doc. I'm still making that mistake.
I just can't understand how a Big Y could fit on that site, because it was a gas station. There was a little plaza behind there with a liquor store. And there used to be kids that would hang out, and they'd want you to buy the alcohol for them, even though they were underage.
Wow. Yeah.
And that road is where my friend used to live on. I think it was called Maple Street. I don't know. That might not be right. Hey, but anyway.
Hey, that guy Rabish who just emailed in. Let's see what the hell he's talking. That's about time. Man, where the hell's he been? You know, he listens to BCQ like nonstop, man. And then suddenly, where was he when you needed him this past hour? What's he doing? He's coming in. But we've got some competition from a local frequency with that scare guy. That scary preacher guy on top of us. Alright, so apparently he doesn't... What the hell? He gave us another URL. This Rabishu guy got us another new URL. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to dig this Bo Diddley action...
You know, I could use ointment a lot more than I could use a new URL. Just so you know.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man. We'll have to check this out here in a minute. Folks, you can go to our website for the Lost Discs radio show.
It's hard for you people to help me on the radio from where you're sitting.
And thanks to that
just
guy.
Just so you know, I'm sitting.
Yeah, barely.
It's hard to sit. It's hard to stand. It just really hurts. Okay?
So if you go on the internet, because you know that's the only way you can do these kinds of things, you go to lostdiscs.cjb.com. And if you go to our links page, I just updated a bunch of things on that links page this week. Including,
hey, good for you!
Including that thing where you can check out the Bo Diddley action, you know, man?
Yeah.
You know, being that we have like 7 minutes left in the show, someone could email in and tell us to play something. Because since that guy in New York didn't email in, we're just going to sit here for like the next 10 minutes. Somebody better do something. Doc, do something.
All right. I was afraid of this.
Yeah. It's too bad we didn't do your suggestion earlier.
Well, no, there's no way we can do that.
Is it 420?
No, there's no way we can do that right now. I mean, there's no way. Not anything.
There's always a way.
Listen, here's my philosophy lately on how things should go and how things should be.
How should things be, Doc?
Nothing that has been done
should be undone.
No. No, exactly the opposite. Nothing that has been done can't be undone. Like, I believe in like that whole Superman philosophy when he flies around the world 3 times and changes and turns back time and stops all the craziness. That's how I'm kind of believing things nowadays. I used to think the other way.
Can you speak a little louder into the microphone there, Doc?
Yeah, I used to think the other way.
You're on full volume, I can't even get...
Well, I used to think the other way. Like, if you did it, What? If you did something.
Yeah.
That you were. That was it. It happened. It was done. I'm currently under the philosophy, and I'm living this. I'm trying it out now for the first time. Nothing that has been done can't be undone. Like I can go back and change it if I want to. You know. I guess unless it's like, well, I don't know. No, I don't. I'm not even gonna say unless. I think that's just the way it is. Like, if this show really, really stunk bad, yes, it's out there and it exists. But you know what? I could just erase it from my memory. And it's gone. It's undone, in my opinion. I don't care if anybody else thought it stunk. I don't care if anybody else thought it was great. I can go out and I can try to do better the next time. And then what I did is undone.
Ladies and gentlemen, a little philosophizing here tonight with Dr. Doug Brown. On the Lost Discs Radio Show. In fact, you know what happened while we've been sitting around? Oh, for God's sake, here comes Ravishu again on the email. Oh my God, he's sending us all kinds of...
He's sending us a diatribe.
He's sending us Black Label Society stuff, man. Hey, you know what? That guy Mark in Memphis, Tennessee just emailed back in, and he said, if New York City doesn't email in for their request again tonight, why not play some Frank Zappa, being that you got that guy Cosmic Debris on your side? So
I want to hear Bobby Brown. My car is fast, my teeth are shiny, I tell all the girls they can kiss my hiney. Oh, they wouldn't want to do that tonight.
Well, being that Cosmic Debris is down there in Maryland, and by the way, Chesty, our college intern Chesty,
yeah, where's she tonight?
She went to a conference tonight down in Baltimore, Maryland.
An intern conference.
So we're gonna do this in the background here from Frank Zappa.
I hope she's wearing her Orioles hat.
And I don't even have to tell you what the song is called. If you're hip to the whole Frank Zappa scene, you know what I'm playing. Oh, wait. Here it comes. Here comes an email. Hi, guys. Guy in St. Louis. He wants to hear something else by Bo Diddley. Well, gee whiz, man. Where you been for the past hour? I played like 15 songs by Bo Diddley.
According to my clock, we might still have 4 minutes.
I'm sorry. According to my clock, we have about 1 minute left. So I am going to end it with some Bo Diddley action. Ooh, just after we give Frank another 30 seconds or so. Sorry, Frank. We got to make way for Bo again. Yeah, thanks for all the emails tonight, folks. Thanks for Michael, down in St. Louis.
Yeah, that you know, I'm glad to hear from St. Louis. That's good.
St. Louis, looking for us to close out on some Bo Diddley
action. Very friendly,
action.
Hospitable folks out there in St. Louis.
And we got to go out on this tonight, Doc. Thanks, ladies and gentlemen. You've been digging the Lost Discs Radio Show off of WBCQ tonight, live on March 4th of 2005.
Please, everybody, say a prayer for my hoop.
Hey, say a prayer for Doc's flaming hoop. And we'll dig you next time here in the group with WBCQ. Actually, we won't dig you. We're not going to the Winterfest. So Cosmic Debris can do anything he wants with our hour next week. It's on us, man. We're paying the freight. Cosmic Debris, you take it next week, 10 to 11 on Friday night at the Winterfest, and do something fun for us, because we can't make it, man. It's all you. Good night, ladies and gentlemen, from Jimmy Knight and Dr. Doc Brown.